You are an artist now.
Mm-hmm. I am an artist now, yeah.
What kind of things do you paint?
Well, I've actually painted you.
No.
Yes. Do you want to see it?
Go on then. I'm actually right. really nervous because I've seen your other... Because your paintings are unhinged, so...
Yeah. So there...
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Okay, so like, how long have you got to be on that list? When do you get taken? Let me do it again. Okay, so how long will you be on this list?
Well, they said if I'm good,
yeah,
and I.
Rolling, we probably shouldn't talk about this.
Okay.
About another year, but yeah. Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, the number one person in the UK. Today we are joined by a man that I found outside.
Rory Paints.
Yes. Rory, you're like an artist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
painter.
Yeah, but you blew up because you posted... No, you painted. You didn't paint. You painted
mm-hmm.
hundreds of photos of a guy who I actually don't know who the fuck he is.
Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
Really, I've got the book. I just for
right.
Visual cues, 100 paintings of Erling Haaland.
Okay, where's he from? Is he? Swedish?
He's from Norway. He's from Norway. Yeah, you can have that. That's yours, actually.
Oh there wow,
you
go. It was a gift. You. Yeah, and Hasbullah, you do a lot of as well.
Yeah, I do a lot of Hasbullah. He's another muse of mine.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Amazing. And you do that. Because
why not? That's why. Mm. And also, it's art. It's art.
It's art.
Yeah.
It has why. Meaning.
It has deep meaning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
No one paints one person 1,000 times unless it has some sort of deep meaning, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it might be some sort of like Freud complex? Like maybe you want Erling Haaland to be your mother?
Freudian. Do you think it's Freudian? I think it's more... Autism is more what it
right,
is, actually. Yeah.
Horny autism.
No, there's nothing horny about it. I was on TalkSport Radio, actually, one time. And the guy was like, is it because Haaland's such a physical beast, a physical specimen? And I was like, no, it's just...
So you've never...
It's not that.
You haven't fapped Erling Haaland.
Are we already going to the gutter?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
been
go on.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I have not masturbated Erling Haaland.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, we'll clip that. And I'll send it to him.
I'm sweating. I don't know if it's because of the heat.
No, it
in
is
London.
Really hot in here. We might even halfway through have to fucking take a break because it is hot. But, yeah, have you ever... So you get lots of requests for people doing lots of things. You've done a lot of like KSI recently.
Yeah, I like KSI as well.
Do you get like many pornographic requests?
Well, I've actually considered setting up an OnlyFans because I have actually. So what the OnlyFans would do would just be painting really explicit images of celebrities that you couldn't... Now it's illegal to AI, but it's not illegal to draw.
Yeah.
But it would be wrong to do it, right? There's something morally wrong about that, you know?
I guess it depends. I mean, would KSI kick up a fuss
if I drew him
like doing
in a gay sexual...
Yeah.
Yes, probably. He wouldn't be happy.
Do you think?
Yeah, and he keeps sending me free prime, so I don't want to really burn my bridges with him.
I say this every time, but I've met him.
Oh, yeah? He went to school or something, right? I've done my research.
Yeah. He went to the private school in my hometown.
Nice.
And I met him when I was like 15. Nice.
Oh, the one that got away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, I'm in the in crowd.
Mm. You are basically a side man.
I basically am.
Yes.
I'm a side woman.
The funny thing about KSI is, and I keep drawing him... I have never watched a KSI video in my life. I have never watched a KSI. I just keep seeing his face pop up.
But you just have to draw what the people want.
I draw what I want.
Okay.
I try to do that anyway.
And what pornographic things do you want to draw?
Well, I do actually like drawing ladies and stuff like that. But none of that goes on the internet. That's like the private stash.
Really? Where do you keep your private stash?
Just at home.
Really?
But it's tasteful. It's not like...
Yeah.
It's not like anything you do, you know?
Yeah,
it's tasteful.
Yeah, it's not in the fucking,
you know,
gut.
Like, yeah. Mine's like a Renaissance kind of painting, you know? It's right. like, ooh, there's boobies, but it's not about the boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you, I assume you at some point obviously went to like live drawing classes.
I have done live drawing
classes. Have you ever been the model?
No.
Really?
No.
Would you ever do that?
I've considered it, yeah.
I actually wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it?
I'd be scared that if when you're standing there, something might fall out or something.
You'd be like, no, you have to subscribe to my OnlyFans before coming in. Sorry. You can't, this is not free. This is £5 a month.
Like tenner.
£10 a month?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, bougie.
But I was like, what if you're standing there and you just like accidentally wet yourself or something?
Mm. Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, so that's why I've never done it and I don't think I ever will. Or what if you accidentally...
I'd only do it if I could go on my phone. Standing still for an hour. I'm a restless person. I find it very difficult to chill.
Do you have ADHD?
Well, people would... I don't believe in any of these diagnosis stuff, but right. they would say I have ADHD if they were to look at me.
Some people say that about me. They're like, oh, you zone out. Or like, but I've realised it's because I simply just zone out if the topic isn't about me.
I'm not quite like that.
I think I'm just a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I talk about things more than, I don't know, I'm just restless. Mm. Like, actually, this is one of my new things at the moment. I'm against vaping now.
Okay.
So this year, I kind of vaped for a bit.
Right.
And not, I start get, can you see this?
Yeah.
I started like getting eczema. I've never had eczema in my whole life. Mm. And I was wondering what's going on. Also, every time I was going out for a drink, I could only have like 3 drinks. And then I was like, oh, I just want to go home. I thought, I'm just getting old. I thought, right, this is, yeah. I'm just getting old or something. And I was lazy. I don't know. My brain was foggy. And then I stopped like the vape and everything just came back. I don't know. So I think vaping fucks people. Do you vape?
No.
I used to smoke
cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I stopped when I was like 21.
I think, I didn't realize the microplastics in those vape. Who would have thought vaping plastic air
would... Yeah, who would have thought throwing loads of batteries around is probably going to be bad for the environment.
Oh, yeah. You're an eco person.
Yeah, I am.
You don't eat meat.
No, I'm a vegan. Mm. What are you?
I don't eat vegetables, so it's that way around.
Right. Yeah. Right.
If an animal hasn't been hurt, I don't eat it.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of how I go. So me and you are very... We have... differing opinions on that.
Right, yeah.
But when it comes to people, I like people. I don't eat those.
See, I do eat people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe. What do you think about Armie Hammer?
What do I think about Armie Hammer? Do you know what?
You look a little bit like him, actually. Just like a little bit.
Have you seen, what's that film? What was the one with the twink boy?
Oh, Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name. I'm really bad with names and stuff. Mm. But Call Me By Your Name, there's a bit where Armie Hammer's dancing with shorts.
Mm.
And I was watching it going, oh, fuck. That's how I dance. And it's really bad. Because I'm like a tall person. He has the tall person length syndrome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to dance like a Brazilian, but I dance kind of like...
How tall are you?
6'5".
Really?
No. Oh. Maybe. Close. Yeah, I'll sometimes. my Tinder says 6'3".
Right, okay.
But I'm probably 6'2".
What do you think men should disclose their height on dating apps? I think they should.
Well, isn't Hinge you have to, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm against discrimination against height. I think height discrimination, although I benefit from it,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm against height discrimination, actually. It's a problem. You women are too picky, man. You need to... Some women need to settle, dude.
Like, oh, I don't know. Men are pretty fucking picky, I think, as well, on dating apps.
Do you know, isn't it like only like 5% of the world is over 6 foot and everyone wants them? It's like, that's kind of crazy.
But
dude,
the thing I find funny is the girls that want men over 6 foot are normally ones who are like under 5 foot.
How tall are you?
Like 5'5".
5'5".
I'd date a guy who's shortest. I'd go like 5'7".
Yeah. Well then, okay.
There you go. I'm not.
I'm not heightist. I'm fine.
Yeah. But I do think if you want to get the best image of someone possible before you meet them of what they're like.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes a bit like, it's not like it's unattractive, but it's a bit like, whoa, when you meet someone that you're a lot smaller than you expected.
Are you dating now at the moment?
Yes.
Are you dating someone? Are you in a relationship?
No. Tend to just...
But you recently moved to London, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, this I'm turning the interview on you. This is what I do. I can't help it. So what's... I find London interesting, right? So you've moved to London. And I'm considering moving. I told you I might move to London. But I'm thinking about it. But I have a problem with... Like the dating scene in London, for example, is one of the issues. I feel like people move to London and they just don't grow up. People come to London and they don't grow up. They don't settle. They keep moving. Yeah. Every weekend they're getting pissed. They're on Tinder constantly. They don't mix from relationship to relationship and no one grows up. Yeah. So London is a place where people can be Peter Pan until they're, late 30s, early 40s. That's a side note.
All my friends who are either in my hometown or we're in Bristol, a lot of them have all... got married or having kids. All my friends in London are all.
That's what people are supposed to do. That's my opinion. Not doing that. I mean, obviously, should I judge people that don't do that? Yes, I will judge you if you don't do that. Yeah. No, everyone can do what they want, but London is a place I want to grow up. I want to have a children and family.
No, same.
So moving
to
London for me would be against my future goals. So that's probably why it's put me off.
But there's got to be.
Oh, we're getting serious now. This is supposed to be funny.
Yeah. Right? No.
How can we make this funny?
I do agree. To be fair, I very much observe that, in London. People in London are...
Grow up, London.
Or you know what I find in London is also like, you can be like an 8 in Bristol, but in London you're going to be like a 5.
Really? Yeah. Everyone's hot in London.
Well, yeah, people
are you
a lot
saying
hotter.
I might go from a 10 to an 8 in London?
Possibly.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Mate, London's crazy. To get here, I had to go to Seven Sisters.
Right, I might cut that out because I don't want anyone to know my location.
Oh, sorry. All right. But can we... Yeah. No, but...
Yeah.
No one's going to... You're way far away from Seven Sisters, so it doesn't matter. I had to then catch a bus somewhere else to get out of Seven Sisters.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll be fine. But, I've been to Seven Sisters. Why have I always ended up in Seven Sisters? Oh, it's because of... what's the festival in Hyde Park? Starts with a V, right?
Wireless,
that's the one. Really? I've been to Wireless. Yeah, it was me.
Is that not like...
It was me and a bunch of 17-year-olds.
I was going to say, is that not like all teenagers?
Yeah, but I love it. How else am I going to watch Playboy Cardi? I have to just accept that I'm going to be with a bunch of 17-year-olds that have knives in their pockets. So I just have to deal with it.
Okay, yeah.
But don't judge me. I've been to Seven Sisters a few times and... I swear, Seven Sisters is like a social experiment or something. All that area. Basically, someone decided, hey, let's put loads of... what are they called? The Orthodox Jewish people.
Yeah.
Let's put them all there. And then let's put like loads of Jamaican communities around them and see what happens.
Yeah, it is a very weird place. But now there's also then loads of hipsters moving there.
Gentrification. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
We talked about that in the last episode, gentrification.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I said Bristol needs more of it.
Bristol's the most gentrified place ever.
Well, yeah, but there's still too much drum and bass for my liking.
I'm going to a drum and bass event like in a few weeks' time.
Really?
Doing another podcast with a beatboxer. And I'm going to a drum and bass
event. Do you hang around Turbo Island, Mark?
it was weird. I had a comment the other day on one of my posts saying, oh, I met this guy at Turbo Island. What a legend. I was like, oh my God.
And was it you?
I gave someone stickers at Turbo Island.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might find me at Turbo Island.
So you're not Banksy.
I might be Banksy.
But do you know what?
Well, Banksy has a team, actually, and I may or may not have been part of Banksy's team at one point.
What? I tell you what, I dated a guy who said that he met Banksy in Bristol, and he said he's just like a middle-class white guy.
Yeah, well, do you know he actually he went against his... what's the contract I signed? What is it?
Did you actually work for him?
I can't talk about it. What's that contract? What is it called? That's the one. NDA. But obviously, I don't know what an NDA is, so how can I know what I signed so I can get away with it?
Right. Well, okay, well, I'll tell you my story, because this is just hearsay. I don't know anything. But he said, so this guy, he was like, he's from Bristol, and his parents are in Bristol, and he was at his parents' party, and he was talking to this guy, who took an interest, because the guy I was dating, he had been doing a bit of graffiti, although really shit graffiti. And no offense to that guy. And he said this guy started talking to him and was asking him about his graffiti. And then afterwards his mate said to him, oh, by the way, that's Banksy.
Mm. Wow. He's super rich.
Well, you would have thought so.
Also, he may or may not be a swinger. Yeah, Banksy is a swinger. Yeah. But maybe, whoa, allegedly. Allegedly.
Oh, but what's God, funny is exclusive. Yeah.
If he wanted to ever sue me for anything I says, he would have to reveal his own himself. So there's, you can actually say whatever you want against Banksy and he can never sue you. So he's a swinger, and there's a few allegations against him. Yeah. What?
I swung with him.
Yeah.
Yep.
You swung with him.
Yeah.
Mate, you gotta put that on your CV. And there's nothing he can do about it.
No.
Or she.
I fucked Banksy. Hmm. In his many iterations, so his whole team.
Mm.
Yeah. There you go.
Banksy. Actually, is Banksy a business that can sue someone? I didn't say any. No, it's fine. It's fine. It was all a joke.
If you want us to cut anything out, we can.
I'm fine. Cut you it can out. Keep that all in. That's funny.
Right. Okay. But yeah, Banksy. You know what I always find so weird with like Wales? It's so close to Bristol, but it has two completely different accents.
That's the UK for you. Yeah. Man. You can weird. Walk down. You can go down the street and there's a completely different accent.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You can go from Cardiff to the Valleys and there's completely different accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Geography.
Yeah. It's Britain's. I think Britain's especially different when it comes to accents. Mm. Like, you go to other countries and they all sound the bloody same. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we have more accents than America, I would say, and we are 1% of the size. I don't know.
Oh my God, whenever I go to America, though, I feel like such hot totty, because they just love the accent. They're always like, they just find me so charming. Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They obviously haven't got to know you first.
No. Mm. It doesn't even matter, actually. I could be horrible to them, and they're still like, oh, tell me bottle of water. Oh. And I'm like, bottle of water. And they go, oh, and they like come in their pants, like right away.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Vulgar. Yeah. No, like,
what did you expect?
I don't know what I expected. But like, yeah, that's the backup plan. Like, yeah. if I'm still single, my 30s.
Right. Well, how old are you?
Well, let's just say I'm very, very, very late 20s.
29?
I will not say anymore. It's just late.
I'm 30. So you
It's all downhill at 30. Life's right. over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm, yeah.
So
I'm,
I try to...
I'm a ghost.
Ignore that.
Right.
As much as possible.
Yeah, you're speaking to a ghost right now. A ghost of my former self.
How are you finding life in your 30s?
Fine. I have noticed a couple grey hairs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where?
On my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pubes haven't gone grey yet.
Mm.
It's...
You'd lose followers. You'd lose OnlyFans subscriptions. Would you?
Well, the amount...
They like
there's the... lots of women in their 40s and 50s making more money than me. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it will help my brand.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I can finally earn more than £10 a month.
Yeah, I don't know how much OnlyFans people make. It's more than me. I don't make it.
£10 a month.
Well, no, I won't say anything. No.
What?
Okay, so my other OnlyFans friends.
Yeah.
Elbrook, for example.
Yeah.
I went to her house.
Yeah.
£3 million mansion in Essex.
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she earns.
You don't quite live in that. Yeah.
No, I mean, you're not there one yet. Bed flat.
You're working on it. You're working on
in
it.
In
yeah.
a shitty area of London.
Yeah.
With damp.
We've got damp as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my eczema.
So I'm doing okay.
No. That seemed like it was. You should see how I live. Honestly, yeah. You should see how I live.
You're saying it's your pussy that beat up that this is all you can afford.
We'll swap financials afterwards. Yeah. Trust me, we'll see who's earning the most. Don't worry, you're winning.
Yeah, Elbrook, lovely woman.
She is.
As
I really want to be friends with her,
right.
But it's like. she's like big superstar. So when I met her, I was like, oh, she's so nice. I love her little dogs and stuff. I was like, I want to be friends. But then, you know, she's like a superstar.
So you've interviewed her.
Yeah.
And you've interviewed Taylor, who's been on here.
Yeah.
And
she's also great.
So, could you do a YouTube show?
I do.
Yeah.
And it's only slightly more successful than yours.
Yes, only slightly.
I say that like
my most viewed is General G.
How many views did you get for that?
I think it's like 10K or something.
Well, that's pretty good.
Mine? Yeah,
what? Well, literally, I've only just recently got the ball rolling on it. I got 25K views on my JREG interview. Yeah.
A lot better than me.
Yeah, but I realized I'm stand. So one of my things is like I used to work in. Oh, come on, let me. I'm a product design consultant.
Right.
So I work on. Now that's what I do. I used to work in product design and make websites and apps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard of UX design and this sort of thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, and also social media marketing. You wouldn't believe that. That's what I was into as well.
Mm.
And I've combined all those into like my social media presence now.
Right.
And I still do consulting, trying to anyway. But basically, everything I do. So YouTube's a new thing. So I've just started it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to work out how to. I conquered TikTok, I think. And then I conquered Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Easy stuff. Now YouTube is next. So YouTube is hard.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll do it. I've already worked out how to sort out the thumbnails and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, So I recently, for example, that's businessy stuff. I don't know. I recently changed a thumbnail on an old video.
Yeah.
And it just went up. It boosted the whole thing.
I've had that recently. Yeah, yeah. I changed my thumbnails, got my thumbnail game down. It was a thumbnail just of my butthole. But no, it wasn't. That was a joke.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I just was laughing. Because I was like thinking, how did you get away with that on YouTube?
Well, there is that guy that nared his butthole on YouTube.
The who? What?
He put... So it's on YouTube right now. Anthony, you might have to get it up. Naring butthole. So how to put hair removal cream on the butthole.
You can get away with it.
Yeah, because he classed it as educational.
It's like those Instagram videos of people, women breastfeeding with fake babies. You seen that?
Yeah, that's so fucked.
I
think that's fine.
Right. Oh, showing your butthole and is fine.
Yeah, because it's... But it's like, that involves kids, doesn't it? Like with
buttholes?
Breastfeeding.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Nairs and removal cream. So N-A-I-R.
I worry about... What's it called? Nair, right?
Yeah.
I worry about that, right?
Yeah, I would...
Something that you put on your skin and then your hair just falls off is like, oh, it's like a mild form of chemo. It's like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Have you ever used it before?
Huh?
Have you used it before?
No, I use wax.
Yeah, I haven't waxed ever.
Right. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to wax your
butthole.
Wax
my asshole. Yeah, we're going to bleach it first. Yeah. Mate, we'd be here all day. We didn't need another 20 minutes to do my asshole. Bloody hell.
Fucking hell. But... I can't find any YouTube buttholes. Oh, maybe it got removed. Maybe they cracked down.
Is it Kevin Leonardo? Oh!
Yeah, Kevin Leonardo.
What? It's just his asshole is just there.
His second video. Yeah. Oh,
dead. And they've kept it up.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got no mic, but anyway.
So I could do this.
Okay, hold on.
What? Are you.
Right, keep.
Can I see this? Can I see
this? React to this. Introduce it somehow.
We're about to watch a guy naring his butthole on YouTube. And it's not age restricted, is it?
I have no idea. Just keep watching.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How is...
And that's on YouTube.
That is on YouTube.
Yeah.
I actually think that the internet is healing at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting back to it. Yeah. Like when LiveLeak and all those weird websites crashed, I thought, oh no, the internet's dead now.
Yeah.
You don't remember LiveLeak?
No.
Okay, LiveLeak was where you could just like watch people die, I suppose.
I didn't watch it, but I've heard of it.
It was almost like a free speech element to it. Yeah. But now Twitter, you can put anything you bloody want.
The amount of people I've seen eaten by sharks on Twitter.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Twitter's quite, but I like this. The internet's healing.
Yeah.
Although, we got to cool it on the anti-Semitism a little bit, maybe. That's a bit
maybe,
too,
yeah, maybe.
Especially, yeah.
Well,
I'm Jewish. See.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I think just general hate in general, maybe, I guess.
No, hate's okay. Like, everyone hates Indians, right? No, sorry. I'm joking. You can keep that in. It's fine. I'm actually working. I'm doing my own YouTube video now at the moment.
I mean, technically, Israelis love... Oh, no, Indians love Israelis.
What?
Yeah, there's a big...
Mate, don't get me started on the genealogy of Indians. I know about the genealogy of Indians. I just did... Wow. I did like a...
Are you part Indian or something?
So I read this book called The History of India.
Right.
And then I decided to read it again. I don't know why. Basically, it interests me. And the book was removed as an audiobook from YouTube. And then I couldn't find it anywhere.
Right.
And I was working out trying to... And basically, Indians are trying to rewrite their history a little bit. And I was like trying to work out what's going on. And they're really against this idea of... the step migration theory. This is silly. Basically, yeah. Did you know that the top caste of India... Do you know what the caste system in India? Yeah. The top caste are basically like 30% Ukrainian. Maybe, yeah. And it's a very inconvenient fact for Indians, so they're changing it a little bit. I'm actually doing a video on it soon. I'm going to call it "Do Indians Have Skibbity Riz?" It's going to be a 10-part series.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm. No, I don't.
Do you think Indians have skibbity riz?
I think anyone can have skibbity riz.
You're right, actually. You can generalize the population. It's okay to generalize.
Well.
Like, there's top Indians with supreme skibbity riz, I will say. But on average, do Indians have skibbity riz?
Well, I kind of don't know what skibbity riz is. I mean, I know skibbity riz, but I don't know what do you mean?
Well, I think I've written it down somewhere. Do you want me to define skibbity riz for you quickly?
Yeah, okay. Well, I know it's skibbity toilet, but...
Oh, wait. I'm sure I wrote down a good... And I say things like... I've already offended the Indians. I've offended the Indians on another part. Because I went to India.
Right.
I went to India for 3 months.
Yeah.
So this is how I am an expert on India and skibbity riz.
I have to say, I don't have any desire to go there, really.
Okay, so this is my definition of skibbity riz.
Okay.
Sorry. Serious face now. So skibbity riz requires positive aura and bussin's levels of gat. You think about a girl needs gyat, right?
Yeah.
So imagine gyat, but the male version almost is skibbity riz.
Okay.
For example, there's no way you can be a sigma male goated in the sauce without skibbity riz. Without skibbity riz, you're no baby Gronk. You're simply a sussy imposter, and you should return to edging in your goon cave. You require an omega grind set mentality in order to have skibbity riz.
So is that like Hindu nationalism? Then is that what that is?
Hindu. Do you know they're the most populated country in the world, India?
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know India, right, could send? This is a crazy thing to talk about.
My horny autistic audience might be losing interest.
Are they horny? Sorry about this. Sorry about they might be interested though. Let me just say one more fact.
Okay. Yeah.
India can send 2 million people to every country on Earth.
Right.
That's 200 countries around, and they would still have 1 billion in their own country.
Wow.
Whoa.
Did that fact make you horny at home?
I'm horny now.
Right. There you go.
What do you think about Indian men?
I mean, obviously, you get a lot of Indian men comments on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. So I've had quite a lot of marriage proposals.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
You're going to have to cut that out, aren't you? Probably. Sorry. I'm making this hard to edit. But I'm actually very attracted to Indian women, actually, which is funny.
Right.
What I thought about.
What interesting. Should we answer some fan problems?
Yeah, you want to get me off? Yeah, fine. Sorry, I'll talk about it. If you give me a niche subject.
I don't want to piss off the largest nation in the world.
It's a tough one.
Right. Okay, so, right.
You know, I'm not good at this helping. I'm single. I am useless in relationships.
Some of it's not relationship problems. Some of it's medical.
Okay. In that case, I'm a medical professional. Yes,
okay.
I'll be fine with it.
So, right. So, first one. Okay, so you guys have sent in your problems and this guy has sent in this problem. Okay, so I have hairs growing on my dick, like near the tip. What's the best way to go about it?
I had one hair once.
Really?
And I plucked it and went away. So just pluck it.
I didn't know men got that.
Not Not on the tip. That'd be crazy. What are you, like Beast Man or something? But like on the shaft. I had one.
Really?
Just removed it. Happy days.
Wrap around.
Never grew again.
Right. See, women do get nipple hairs.
Disgusting.
I know. The fact that we produce hairs at all is awful, disgusting. Terrible. Disgusting.
On the heads, okay.
We've got to be silky, smooth sea lions. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like eels slithering around, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wax your bum hole?
Depends if I've got to take a lot of photos of my butthole.
So you wouldn't take a hairy bumhole photo?
Sometimes I edit it out.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just wondering about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
No, that seems like I'm one of your horny audience. I'm not like you people. I'm better than... No, I'm not joking. I'm not better than you.
Hey, hey. These people pay my bills. You know.
No, I'm just as horny as most people. I just... Yeah. Just for Indian women, though, only.
Yeah, right. But...
I'm actually okay. Don't cut any of this out. It's fine.
So, but... Yes, he has hairs growing near the tip. I don't think that's normal.
No, it's not really, I don't think.
But I mean, you know how like if you get hair on the palms of your hands, that means you're going mad? So maybe it means you're going mad.
If he's a really hairy person, it might be due to... Do you know like when you can like... Yeah, one of your hair follicles can fall out, but then actually you can put it in?
Right, yeah.
That's what it feels like, because it shouldn't be growing there.
Yeah.
Get it checked, dude. Get it checked. Yeah. Actually, think of the video we just watched. Veet up your dick. No, not veet. What is it?
It's nair.
Nair up your dick.
You could veet. They're the same thing, but yeah.
Nair up your dick, bro. Yeah. yeah.
There you go.
That would work, right?
Wow, we are solving so problems. Many problems. Okay.
Actually, we're not medical professionals, so if anything happens to you, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
Go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Just a help in that disclaimer.
Try not to burn
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah.
So someone else said...
Yeah.
Right, this is mad. This is okay. Mad.
Go on.
What is going on? Okay. I fancy my best lady for my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved her for ages.
Mm-hmm.
So this man got married, but he's in love with the woman who is the female version of his best man.
What he needs to do is invent a time machine.
Yeah.
Go back in time and choose her instead of his wife. But that can't be done. That's difficult. I've tried that. Doesn't work. So what instead... Actually, what advice would you give? Sorry, I'm talking too much.
Get a fucking divorce. I mean, if you're that into someone who's not your wife, it might be time to get a divorce.
Yeah, but I would say it's difficult because I would imagine that a large percentage of people have married the wrong person and fantasize about other people. But you have to be realistic about it. She might not be into you. You would think of how many friendships you would ruin if you left your wife.
Yeah.
The whole friendship circle would be dead.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to wallow in the bed you've made, which is a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what would you do? Yeah.
Yeah. Get a divorce.
Get a divorce.
Get a divorce.
And then hope that you can get the other one.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, you're going to ruin lives. But
you think?
Actually, it's a very selfish view. But you did say at the start that you were a narcissist. So
I am.
That's the sort of thing you would do.
That is exactly it.
No, I would think I would live my life in hell just to make sure everyone else is happy.
God, I'm feeling fucking hot.
Sorry.
No, not because of you.
No. Sorry.
That's how it is.
Are you the youngest or the oldest daughter?
I'm the youngest.
Yeah. You give off youngest daughter.
What does that mean?
I'm oldest. So the answer that we gave to that thing was very much a younger, older kind of vibe.
But like I've been spoiled.
Yeah, I would say. Sorry, is that an offensive way to say?
No.
Because you were like, I would divorce and try and get what I want. Whereas me, I was like, I want to keep everyone happy. That's the main premise of older, youngest sibling. Anyway, sorry, that was a side note.
What's a middle sibling reaction?
Oh, fuck, who cares about the middles? They suck.
Yeah.
Middles don't do anything.
Yeah.
Do you know the youngest is the most likely to be gay as well? Don't quote me on that, but it's
true. I have dated girls, so I'm a bit fruity. So there you go.
Not to say oldest can't be fruity as well. I'm not fruity, though.
Right.
Maybe I'm fruity. Who knows?
But if you are, that's fine.
Actually, if it means I get more followers, I'm as fruity as you like.
Yeah. That's a question. What is your follower base? Do you know, like, what the demographic is? It
male. Which is, I like that because a lot of these artists that get lots of followers, they're very much gynocentric artists, which get lots of females, because girls love art and that sort of thing. Whereas I am trying my best to be the male artist, the artist for the men.
But what age range? You must get a lot of Zoomers.
Oh yeah, Zoomers my base. I love the Zoomers.
Right, okay.
I'm all about the Zoomers.
See, I think mine's
millennial humor is not for me.
Mine's mostly millennial.
Is it? You get all the men.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think? Sorry, is this so? Millennial men are watching this now. They're gonna hate me.
Millennial and like men in their 40s.
Oh my goodness! If there's an Indian man who's 35 years old now watching this, he's gonna want to kill me.
Sorry. Yes.
No, I love you. I love you.
And I will let them.
Yeah, I'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
I've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah, my brother did India for...
Sorry, I'm drinking this Lambrini because it's so good.
Yeah, you're drinking Lambrini.
I'm drinking shitloads of Lambrini.
Yeah, I'm not drinking because
it's so good. I feel like I'm at a wedding.
Yeah, I had a nervous breakdown the weekend because I got too drunk, so...
Tell me about
I'm not drinking. Oh, I just got way too drunk and then the next day I was having very, very ill and had loads of panic attacks, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you usually have panic attacks if you get too drunk?
Yeah. Well, the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This always happen.
A lot of the time, yeah.
Well, that's kind of...
I have a very nervous disposition.
Right, yeah.
Which you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell.
Do you know, I actually ended the relationship ended because I wasn't very... Oh, I shouldn't say this. But it's fine to say. I don't mind. But she's very open. But I had a relationship and then she had a two-day bender and then had a bad panic attack.
Mm.
And one of the reasons we split up is just because I was not very comforting enough as a partner.
You made her panic more.
I think so.
Right.
Which is the bad way of dealing with things, right? But I think it was like... So that's one of these issues. That's why I'm single. I'm a bad person.
Right. You're causing panic amongst the women of the UK.
Yes. I'm like this. She's having a panic attack and I'm going, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. That's how I deal with things. Women. Yeah.
Oh, what are they like?
I know.
They're hysteria.
I'm like trying to chill and she's yapping about her panic attack in my ear. Bloody hell.
I'm trying to play video games.
So what's your audience? Sorry, just so I know who I'm talking to. Sorry.
Horny men.
Horny men in their ages.
It's anywhere between 20 and 50, I would say.
So me,
and mostly UK and then USA.
I am your audience then. I am the man.
Yeah, basically. Person. So...
Oh God, they're gonna hate me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you ever think about this? Like, oh, go on, carry on. Next question. Let's move on. I will chat nonsense forever. Go on.
What's a good way
to
ask for a pay rise?
Oh, you. Yes, it's easy. What you do is you get your CV, you put it out there, you find another job with more money, and then you basically say, "Oh, I'm leaving for a job that has 10, 5K or whatever more money."
Mm.
So you can either give me more money, I'm just going to go to the other job. And then usually they will say, here's more money. And then you remain in the job that you're comfortable with more money. Or if they don't, you know it's not a place that's ever going to give you more money, you go to the next place.
I was thinking I'd probably back up into my boss and then accuse him of sexually assaulting me.
Oh, right. You wanted the joke answer. Sorry.
And say you...
No, I've seen Fight Club.
Give me a pay rise.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't work. That might work on me, actually. I have thought about this. No, I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't do that. But yeah. Because I want to remain slightly employable.
Right, okay.
So I'm a professional, and I would never accuse my boss of sexual assault.
What's the worst?
Even if he did it.
Yeah, and that's what a true employee
that's
does.
That's how good of an employee I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm aware my employee is in the room right now. I promise I'm not going to sexually assault you, Anthony.
Not again, anyway. Yeah. Not again.
So, what is the worst job you've ever had?
What's the worst what?
Job you've ever had.
Worst job? I've actually had good jobs all my whole life, basically, because I used to work as a cleaner when I was 15.
Right.
I guess, cleaning offices.
Mm-hmm.
But my first job was I went straight into web development, so I was pretty... cushy. That job actually sucked, my first job, but it was a good way of testing my skills.
Yeah.
But you want a joke answer, so my worst job.
Sucking dick.
It was sucking dick, yeah, for money. No, it was cleaning offices, actually. Right. I used to clean offices. Actually, this is true. I used to clean offices for a colostomy bag factory.
No, you're joking.
I'm not even joking. Colostomy bag called Pelican in Cardiff. You can check it if you want. It's still there. Pelican colostomy bags. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was interesting. They only hired really attractive Polish women on the factory floor as well. Oh. It was strange. It was a strange place. But it was a great place for a teenager to work, but also the worst place because I'm... Do you know the worst thing? So I cleaned out bins in offices.
Yeah.
Do you know the worst thing in the bins? Bananas. Every time. Banana juice is the worst.
Yeah.
You could walk into a room and you just knew, that, oh, there's a banana in here.
Well, like, so I put my banana in my food waste bin, so...
Yeah. Well,
I don't put it in my bin.
These office people, they have no... They just put it wherever.
Yeah, and then the fruit flies come.
Fruit flies.
And it's not getting recycled.
Yeah. Bananas, man.
Absolutely shocking.
If you work in an office, don't eat bananas. Or tuna.
Right.
No one wants tuna in the office.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why I'm not allowed in offices.
What's the next question? Come on, let's move.
Jobs, working hard. Yeah. I don't like working that much, so that's why I do OnlyFans.
Mm.
But you are an artist now.
Mm-hmm. I am an artist now, yes. Yeah. I paint.
You do paint.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you paint? Well, I mean, we've talked about what you
Well, paint. I've actually painted you.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Have you?
Great segue.
Whoa.
No one will notice.
Oh my goodness.
Fine. Yes. Do you want to see it?
Go on then. I'm actually right. really nervous because I've seen your other... Because your paintings are unhinged, so...
Yeah. Well, damn it. This ruins my whole thing, but... Right, okay. I want you to... Okay, I'm just going to show it to you and then you tell me what you think and what you think I mean by it. So there...
Oh my God! Oh my God. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Mm. It's art. It's not supposed to... Well, art can be disturbing sometimes, yes.
Fuck.
Mm.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're shaking.
When I was watching back reactions of other people on their paintings, I didn't understand how they felt, but now I understand.
Mm.
And I'm just like, that is absolutely mad.
Mm.
So I guess, I mean, it's because I'm always like this, like, mm. So I guess it's a bit of that.
I try not to reveal, I try not to reveal too much of the meaning and why I did things.
And then,
so I think I'll leave it up to your interpretation a little bit.
I have my legs open a lot. Mm-hmm. Bad posture. and yeah, so my
a new profile picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
My main question is, whose face?
Well, I mean, that's my face.
They're both your face. I will say that. They're both your face. Like, sometimes I get the faces a bit wrong, if I'm honest, but yeah.
No, I could tell that's my face, but I look like I'm having a seizure.
The bottom one you do have, like, it's like there's something going on there. There's a bit of a puffy chin.
I'm a bit, I go
chin.
Like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I go like that a lot.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think I actually read one of your Instagram comments and it inspired me on this one.
Oh, what was
it? I won't tell you which one it was. People can just look for your Instagram comments and maybe try and find this one.
Right.
Oh my God.
Look at that. I think this should be fine to get. I mean, if someone's waxing their bum hole on YouTube, this will be fine.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just considering, can I have that up if my parents come round?
Yeah. Or your Tinder dates.
Yeah. Oh
They turn
God.
Up at your room and they see this framed.
That is a guaranteed way for me to never see someone ever again. Oh my God, I just can't stop looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you, like, you kind of, you've got my, like, tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing, like, a dress and it's sort of just ridden up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just not wearing.
Well, that was more of a composition thing. Like, the black background's nice. Yeah. So I thought I made sure I used the black. You did wear a black dress on one episode. What are you going to do with this, do you think?
I want to have it up, but I'm also scared of what I'd like. I could put it in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I or anyone is relieving themselves,
they can just look at
they
this.
Can just kind of look at it. And yeah. Wow. How do you come up with your ideas? I honestly don't, just don't.
I don't know. Sometimes. Oh, actually, this was like a very much last minute because I had nothing until yesterday evening. And then I was like, oh, well, I got to do something. So I just,
yeah.
No, but it was like I watched a few of your episodes.
Yeah.
And I decided to look through your comments on your Instagram and stuff like this. Mm. And I was like, oh, yes.
What are a lot of the...
Inspiration came from above.
What are the comments, the recurring comments? That you could see them.
No, this was actually a TikTok. One of your TikTok comments, I won't say, but someone said, one of the comments, I'll just say one of the comments, and then, well, one of the comments was, oh, she's packing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay,
yes.
Okay. And then I noticed there was, so.
Well.
But people say, I don't know, that's very crude.
Say what? Crude. Go on.
Well, what do you say about your nether regions all the time?
What, super tight fanny?
Oh, disgusting. But yes.
Yeah.
That's your selling point, right?
Yeah. Super tight fanny. Which is... I love how you got the makeup and everything. Wow, yeah, no. Yeah. I'm bloody gobsmacked.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah.
I am going to keep
it. It's very different to the other ones I've done, I think.
Yeah, you know? I feel like it's more disturbing.
I think so too.
I like that I've disturbed you somehow.
Yeah. Because, I think so. Like Taylor Ryan just got a nice bum of an elephant.
Yeah.
You know?
Elle was a chin.
Elle was just her prominent chin.
Yeah.
You've gone.
Mine is like.
I guess I pick on people's, like, what they're known for, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Because you don't reveal that anywhere, like only on your OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
Whereas some others will be like Elle Brooke, for example, you could find Elle Brooke on Pornhub if you wanted
to. No, yeah. Yeah. You.
The only way of seeing that,
you have to pay.
You have to pay.
Yeah. Wow. Or catch me in Weatherspoon sometimes.
That's my plan later. I'm going Weatherspoons.
Sometimes I'm hanging around the men's toilets. So.
Yeah, truck stops and Weatherspoons.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh my God. Have you got inspiration for things you're going to paint in the future then? Have you got
now?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got so many ideas I can't even. I wish I had the time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm just a bit gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Truly, truly disturbing. Disturbing because it's so accurate.
I considered doing something here. I didn't know what was going to go here. I actually thought about putting KSI's alien here, but it would just ruin the whole fucking thing. It just wouldn't make sense. I mean, you know KSI personally,
yes,
so you're good friends with him.
I am best mates with him. Yeah. So yeah. Hmm. No. Well, it's kind of like your segue into the porn.
You think? Oh, my segue into that.
You're getting there.
Yeah. But like I said, I do want to. I want to remain slightly employable if this thing all falls apart, you know?
Yeah. You know? I always think, imagine if you're like...
You ruined that.
Yeah.
You're not going to go back into work.
No, I have...
This is you now for the rest of your life,
I cannot
right?
be a teacher or a prime minister, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Is that what that was a plan B? Plan A was prime minister?
Yes, it was.
What would be your first thing if you were prime minister? What would you do?
I would say we'd have National Type Fanny Day.
Okay.
And I think that...
I'd go to that event.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah, for some reason, that allures me. I would go to that event.
Wouldn't everyone?
Actually, no, should I say? No, well...
Go on.
I don't know how much I should... Is a tight fanny... No. They're really good, actually. I just realised, yeah.
Right, is it you asking?
I was going to say, overrated or underrated? That's what I was going to say.
Apparently very, very good. I did have, someone sent in a problem saying that they couldn't get their hog in someone the other day. But I think that
couldn't get it in?
Yeah, but okay. I think that's them bragging in my DMs.
That's an issue I have all the time.
Right, yeah, so I hear. Everyone says that.
But... Man, you've had some big ones. It seems like you've gone quiet now. I think the painting's your gobs.
Yeah, I am.
There's very little more. Less. We can't talk anymore. Once this has been revealed.
Well, because you've literally exposed my fucking soul.
Yeah.
I feel like to the whole world. And I honestly challenge anyone to have a very weird painting done of them at home and see what your reaction is. Because I don't know how to compose myself, really.
I guess I've never known. Yeah, it's strange. I had someone paint me and I found it very strange as well.
I've never had it before. I find it when people take photographs of me.
You know what this is going to start, though? A trend. People are going to start painting you. Actually, say, hey, if anyone wants to paint me, send it in.
If anyone wants to paint me, then send it in. You know, so yeah. Wow.
You could start a Cat Baker painting competition.
Yeah, preferably actually not pornographic. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, let's see how weird it can get.
Yeah, just do it weird.
Someone try and beat me on the weird scale. Mm. I challenge you. That'd be fun.
Yeah, but
that might be fun actually. You're gonna get some weird paints.
I can't bloody wait.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say thank you so much for coming today, Rory. It has been an absolute pleasure having you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any wise words for the people at home?
Oh my goodness. Don't listen to any of what we said as advice. Don't take it as advice.
Yeah.
Banksy's actually okay.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love Indian people. What else did we say? And any medical conditions, go to the doctor. Do not take our advice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a good disclaimer to have at the end.
And I will link all your socials down below for people to follow you and watch your content. And we're also going to film a episode for your YouTube now.
Yes.
And it's going to be great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it going to be great?
Yes. We shall see.
We will see.
Bye.